Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Mylon Yurkovich is on the radio today, right along with Dr. Alice Benton, and I'm really glad to be doing radio with these two guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. I just came off a couple nights of sleep training with little Walter, so if you see me nodding, pinch me, push me.
Oh, man. That sleep training is so hard with kids. So how old's Walter?
He's almost two, and he can talk enough. Yeah. So he was crying out, "Mama, Mama, I'm done.
I'm done.
Why'd you leave me?" Oh,
it breaks your heart.
That's just really sad. And you know that is just everything you say today will take into account some kind of sleep deprivation with it, and that'll help.
You know, that's a form of torture in some parts of the world, you know, sleep deprivation. So we will try to comfort you here and help you along.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm glad that you're with us, whatever level of sleep you've had. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right to the phones here. I'm not going to mess around. And here we go. Let's talk with Rosie from Sacramento, California. And Rosie listens online. Rosie, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on a little bit of a dilemma. About 5 years ago, I cheated on my husband while I was in touch with another person via social media. It wasn't anything physical. However, 2 years ago, my husband said that he wants out of the marriage, and I obviously don't. I want to try to work things out. But for the past 2 years, we still live together. We basically are roommates. He says he doesn't want anything to do with the marriage, but he's still there. So at this point, my question is, do I keep being patient and try to work something out, hoping that things will turn around, or should I have a talk with him to let him know if you don't want to be in the marriage, you should leave? Like, I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay. Mylon, you want to get us started here? This is tough, and so unfaithful online, roommates, 5 years, and he says he wants out.
So you had an emotional affair with someone, is that correct? Someone?
Correct.
Okay. And so, you know, and was everything going well between the two of you prior to his knowledge of this?
Everything was, I want to say, perfect. Obviously, nobody's perfect, but yeah, we were happy.
Okay. So have you ever asked him how deeply, or the mechanism of hurt, how deep and how, what is the nature of how this hurt you? That is, some people don't tolerate rejection well, or they see it as abandonment. And I would even wonder if he had abandonment in his history that is being replicated through this. Have you had those kinds of discussions?
We have many times, and yes, absolutely, he is devastated. He feels blindsided. He didn't expect it because we were doing so well.
Right.
And we were happy. He totally did not expect it. He's devastated. He's always been a sensitive person. So this just completely destroyed him. And
so has he had,
I think he's so hurt.
Rosie, did he ever have rejection or abandonment in his background prior to meeting you?
I think when he was a child, his mom rejected him in the beginning. She was very tough on him for the early 8 years of his life, I think.
Okay, hold that thought right there.
That comes to mind.
Rosie, hold that thought.
Okay, we're going to go to a break.
Steve?
Yeah. You're listening to New Life Live. We'll go to a break. We'll come right back. A lot of struggle, a lot of hurt. man, if we could just help him heal, even with this unfaithfulness, amazing things can happen in any marriage. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'll tell you, social media, it can really present some tough situations mm-hmm. and tough reactions, just like here. So we're talking with Rosie, cheated 5 years ago through social media. He can't get over it. Okay, Mylan, what are you thinking now?
Well, Rosie, I was just trying to bring up one phase or one part of this or one aspect, which is if your husband experienced rejection as a child, he has 8 years of early training. We call those early years the formative years for a good reason. We are formed there. And so he's sensitive, as you said, but for him to feel as though you betrayed him, abandoned him, rejected him, is not just you. It's turbocharged by his history. And that, if he wanted to get anywhere to solve this relationship, one of the things you'd have to explore as a couple would be his history contributing to the pain that he feels with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to say, and I know Alice and Steve have other comments.
Rosie, Alice, what are your thoughts?
Rosie, we're proud of you that you're calling. We don't get a lot of women calling and admitting, I was the one that was unfaithful, even emotionally, I was unfaithful. So that you will be so humble to admit it like this and seek help. Mm-hmm. I'm for you. I heard you say, I obviously don't want to separate, but I wonder how obvious it is to him that you will do whatever it takes to undo the damage you did and restore this marriage. What kind of structured healing processes have you been in since you were unfaithful to him?
So that's another issue. When he recently found out, I totally disregarded it. I you know, for me it was, it's online, it doesn't matter. I tried to put it under the rug, and I think initially that me disregarding that hurt him even more. But when he said, I want to separate, like, to me, I just kind of took a step back and I thought, wow, this is real. Like, I did really hurt him. It's not just the text. It's not just through social media. He's definitely hurt. And since then, I have been, I got back into Bible study through church. I've talked to some pastors. I've gone to some women conferences. I mean, I read the Bible every day. I've read books on infidelity, because I'm dealing with my shame and my guilt, because I do love him, and my intention was never to hurt him. But when I was doing that, I didn't realize what I was doing.
Oh, another fantastic admission that you really minimized his pain, and then it sounds like you even pulled back from him as well. So all the things you've mentioned doing are really good, but I want to narrow in your focus to healing from infidelity in particular. Because we can't minimize infidelity on any level. We have a great book. It's called Worthy of Her Trust. It's for a man who's been unfaithful. But Rosie, you can put so much work in to rebuild the trust that you broke. There's more than just Bible study. And New Life can really guide you along that path of how to undo this damage.
You know, at the break, we were talking about how deeply, obviously, this hurt him. And I'm just wondering if you were to say to him, rather than be considering leaving, you'd say to him, I have finally gotten in touch with just how much damage I've caused. It's taken me a long time. And then you told him some different things you were going to do to make up for it. You were going to make it right by going to a group where other women have struggled with the same problem. You're not just going to Bible studies and stuff. You're going to get counseling from a Christian counselor who knows about women and their struggles. And just up your game on showing him how much you realize this was the most devastating thing that could have ever been done by a wife. You understand it. You want to do whatever you can to make it right, and you hope he'll be patient. And then he starts to see, rather than you demanding stuff of him, you're demanding more of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that could be what a heart like his needs for healing.
And a practical step in line with that, Rosie, would be to shut down your social media, sacrifice it for the sake of your marriage, and give him the passwords to your email, to your phone. Open that world up to him to rebuild trust.
And there's another issue too, Rosie. Rosie, there's another issue too, and that is, what in your history made you susceptible to attentiveness? What in your history made it that somebody giving you attention was so attractive that you couldn't put it away? And I would have to guess, because this is what I do for a living, that something in your history was also a hurt, a pain, a lack of something was driving your interest in somebody being attentive to you. And that would be another thing that you just really need, as Steve said, to find somebody that really understands women's issues and steps and things we do. You often won't find that at a Christian conference and things like that. They usually don't go to those places.
You got to get in and do some pretty, pretty tough work. All right. We're going to help you with that. I'm going to send you a nice little Worthy of Her Trust. I think there's some things there that you'll see you could do to help this situation. All right, 1-800-229-3000. That's the radio number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to get some help for you. Denise, Arlington, Texas, KWRD is the station. Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on?
Okay, well, I have a daughter, my youngest daughter. My ex-husband, we've been divorced about 3 years. And I was trying to see what my youngest daughter, she's dealing with. She doesn't want to have, like, a relationship with him. And she's been through counseling, and he's remarried, and I'm about to get remarried. But she doesn't want to have a relationship with him. She has a good relationship with my fiancé, but I don't want to push the... I don't know if I should push the issue of her having a relationship with him because she feels like she can't talk to him.
Okay. Great question.
That she went through the divorce and all of that.
Yeah. Great question. And it's too bad that more people don't ask questions like this versus trying to make things nice and tidy and keeping the peace thing. Alice, let's start with you. What do you think? Should she push to have a relationship with the dad that left that she doesn't feel comfortable even talking with, or is there something else that needs to be done?
Denise, you have a complex question, and your situation is difficult. I really appreciate your generosity of heart that you're concerned about your daughter's relationship with her father. So I think you'd have to take a few things into consideration. Is it more than just, I can't talk to my dad? Is there anything toxic about him that makes it tough for your daughter to be around? And does he pursue relationship with her?
Yes, he is pursuing relationship with her. The toxic thing is that he talks about me to the kids. So he don't have a relationship with the older siblings because of that, and I just didn't want her to be like her older siblings.
So then I think that you have a chance to build up your daughter's voice to be able to say, when Dad's bad-mouthing you, Dad, I don't want to hear you talk about Mom that way. Would you stop, please? And if he doesn't stop, that your daughter might leave the room. Or if it continues, that she might say, all right, I want to go back home then if you're going to keep doing this. You have a chance here to teach her about boundaries and how to protect herself. But I think it's also important to acknowledge the value of maintaining some level of relationship for the very fact that he's her biological father, but that she does not have to tolerate mistreatment or bad-mouthing her mother.
Here's something that I really believe to be true. The person that leaves, or even the one that stays, if you are like with a 13-year-old girl, if you're speaking negatively about the mother and you're the dad, that's emotional abuse. You're traumatizing your child by speaking negatively about the person you left. And so we would never say, yeah, you know, you've got to subject this child to being emotionally abused and conflicted over the parent she's living with. Makes no sense whatsoever. Mylon, you have a thought on this?
Yes. Yes, I do. Your children didn't get a divorce.
Yeah.
See, you did.
Good.
You see, so your daughter, 3 years ago, she's 13 now, the divorce was when she was 10, but there was probably a lot of unrest prior to 10. So, you know, the latter part of her, you know, childhood from, you know, 5, 6, 7 till 10 years old probably wasn't so real red hot also. Okay? So the children, and neither did you or your husband, I guarantee it. You didn't ask your kids if it was okay to get a divorce and go marry somebody else. And your husband, your former husband, didn't ask the family, I'm going to leave. Now, is that okay with you? I'm going to leave you? Is that okay, little girl, daughter? And so children are left as, you know, they're left in the aftermath and the destruction, and they are casualties of war. And then they reflect, and we encounter this all the time. I encounter it. We encounter it in our workshop, Steve, where the children, you know, the husband is in love with this new woman, but the children aren't. And then the husband's hurt that they don't love this woman as much as he does, or with the wife the other way. And then they're impatient. They get angry at the child. And I say, no, earn your love of the child, earn trust, like Alice was saying. Teach a child to have an adult voice, say what she wants. Mm-hmm. But it is crazy for parents to think that their child is so adaptive that they'll just go on with any decision they make. They're not. They're emotional beings. They get hurt. She was abandoned by her dad.
Yeah. And it's really the primary care taker of the child, the one that she's living with, to protect her and to stand up for her and to not subject her to things that make the pain of divorce even worse. It's bad enough as it is. All right, I'm glad you called, and I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. There are concepts in there that'll be great for you, but also great for her in the healing process. All right, let's go to Grace, Huntsville, Texas. Listens to us on the podcast. Grace, how are you? What's happening?
Hello. Hi. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Can.
Okay. I'm calling because I've having issues in my marriage, and I've read like a lot of the books from your show, How We Love. I've heard Leslie Barnick's book reference, Take Your Life Back. And I have the books, and I feel like I'm kind of doing it alone, and everything is in my head, but not transferred to my heart. And I don't know how to, like, take the next step in, like, fixing it or leaving or like what to do next.
What does your husband do that's emotionally abusive to you?
He speaks verbally abusive language. He ignores me for weeks and weeks at a time. Certain expectations. I work full time. I also have, we have a daughter together, so I primarily do everything as it relates to her. So picking up, dropping off. If I happen to have a busy week, and like I, instead of 5 o'clock, I leave at 5:05 or 5:15. Like he accuses me of like having a boyfriend at work, which is not true. But I do work in a male-dominated field, so...
How long has he been treating you this way?
Since the beginning.
Oh, Grace.
And so this is just the way it's been. I feel like we're always in a state of we're in the happy times, we're in a state of it's temporary as opposed to the opposite.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It is amazing how we, as broken people in a fallen world outside that old garden, how we can hurt each other. And poor Grace, emotional abuse through withdrawal, crummy things said. Alice, what are you thinking here? What could she do?
Steve, the word that stuck out most to me was, Grace, when you said how alone you are. And I'm afraid you're alone in even pure relationships with other women. Mm-hmm. Because when we're isolated like that, we tend to tolerate a whole lot more, and we tolerate abuse for years. And I'm concerned that your daughter is exposed to this too in some way, at some level, even if it's behind closed doors. But it's got to be apparent to her. Kids are they really pick up on this. They have a radar for problems between their parents. So, Grace, I think the first step is actually getting other strong Christian women alongside you and revealing what is probably a very shameful secret, the state of your marriage. You're doing it with us here, so that's exactly the right step. And mm-hmm. we can connect you to life recovery groups that use these same tenets of all the books you've been reading. You've gathered a lot of information. What we then need to be able to put the information into practice is relationships, people that can pour strength and courage into us and can comfort us and stay with us when it's difficult, because it will be difficult.
Hmm. So you're going to have to get a lot of support and a lot of direction on how to respond on an instance-by-instance basis. Mylon, your thoughts here?
Well, Grace, you are the responsible one in the relationship. You're working full-time. You're the reader of new literature. You're the one that's trying to incorporate everything into your life. You're trying to apply it. And, you know, you're the responsible one. And so you're trying to hold it all together. You're trying to hold something that is unnatural together. Leslie Vernick, you mentioned her book. You know, I think all of us would agree this is an emotionally abusive relationship. To not right. talk to you for weeks, to be verbally abusive, for you to be the sole parent to the child, for him to throw accusations at you. And I have one recommendation. Until you make a crisis, he won't do anything.
There you go.
And so what a crisis is, you go, I'm done. I'm not going to be the responsible one anymore. And so I've seen this happen over and over again, and it's something we say often on the show here. Unfortunately, we have to. But you say, I'm done. And he goes, well, what does that mean? And you say, well, I'm creating a separation to protect myself and my daughter, mm-hmm. Alice, mm-hmm. From an abusive relationship, and the price tag for getting back together again and me tearing up those papers is you doing some very serious work. Because what Alice was pointing out is you do not want to further expose your daughter to this, but Grace, you said it's been this way from the beginning. Mm. And that is really important. And so yeah, I'm just saying, if you can be nice till the cows come home, okay? But that's not going to win him. A crisis is what will cause him to say, okay, I'm gone, or I want to work hard to come back. And I just want to encourage you. And by the way, a separation is not a divorce. We're not talking about biblical divorce here. We're just saying, I'm going to legally separate from you so I can protect money. And I can also protect my daughter. And by the way, I'm a single parent anyhow, so I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Great, Grace, I bet this. I bet this all sounds very risky as well, because if you put boundaries up, he will likely get angrier before any good change comes about, and you may lose him because of boundaries. That is the reality of what can happen with boundaries. And some of us, we pick the pain that we have now. I'd rather have the pain of this husband and the way he treats me rather than be alone. Is that something that you struggle with?
I feel numb to that feeling of being alone. I feel like that's how I've been, like, the majority of the time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it wouldn't be any different than how it is now. Because I had friends in the beginning, but then when we would have issues and I would vent to them, he had issues with that. So
so he's made your world a lot smaller. He's isolated you, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're going to do, I'm going to send you How We Love. It's Mylon Kay's book. It's going to give you some great insight here. Also, you know, you really need to get into some kind of support, and I just hope we could find a counselor for you. The other thing is, you say to him, this is hopeless the way it is. If you want to come to a workshop with me, then maybe we can pull this together. Otherwise, it's over. So to be able to say, I'm done with the way it is now. But here's something that we might be able to do. We might try this. It gives him something to do other than watch you walk out the door, or to protect your daughter and you from this kind of treatment. You really have to up your game here. And, you know, the proverb, we quote it often, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke, well, that can bring lasting peace. We have to stop keeping the peace and make peace by saying what's true out loud versus trying to make nice. It doesn't help. So the marriage intensive could take a marriage just like this, change it forever. If you're interested, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I don't know if you listen to this program very long, you kind of realize, wow, people got a lot of problems. And we do. That's the reality. And so often, you know, we're in a church or something, and we think the whole goal is just to fake it the best we can. And it isn't. It's to be authentic. And if you call us, we can help you get to authenticity. Could be by you attending the Marriage Intensive. You can still get $400 a couple off. Also, at this one, it's really unique in Columbus, there's an opportunity to have it free, to come at no expense. We can tell you about that if you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can check it out online. Then, you know, we've got 12 Steps to Happier over there on the West Coast, and that's going to be an amazing day of life recovery, talking about character and courage and all the things that can go into happier. That's this Saturday. Now, tomorrow in D.C., we're starting Every Man's Battle. You could still get in to that tomorrow. Here's the thing. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep feeling how you're feeling. Why not say, okay, it's time, and make an impulsive decision to pick up that phone and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and do something you've never done before. Get help at a totally different level. All right, let's go to Jan from Washington, D.C. Sirius XM is the station, or how she listens to us. How are you? What's going on?
I'm well, thank you. I am calling to ask your advice as to how my husband and I can help our 31-year-old son, who is afflicted with crippling anxiety, so much so that he really can't lead a normal life.
Okay.
He is so afraid.
What have you guys done to help him, or what's he done to get help for it?
Well, he's been to maybe about four counselors. I mean, this has been going on for about 15 years, and he's gone to some counseling to no avail, pretty much. He's got an extreme fear of driving, and that's a big part of it, although he does have a radius that he will drive in. Mm-hmm. But he's also very much afraid of being criticized, making a mistake. He's been offered great jobs that he's turned down because he feels like he's going to fail. He has
and
a degree.
Is there medication that he's tried?
Yes, he's taken all kinds of medication. He was on Xanax, and now he's taking clonazepam. He's a wonderful guy, but he's a mess.
Those medications most likely were prescribed by the family physician, is that right?
No, a psychiatrist.
Really? Okay.
Yes. An older psychiatrist. I don't know if that says anything.
Well, there are a lot of anti-anxiety drugs that are different than those, and many would say better. At treating this, but Mylon, you talk a lot about anxiety and helping people that are anxious. What do you say here?
Well, first of all, Jan, this is very difficult, and I'm certain you and your husband are frustrated, and I'm certain your son is frustrated, and I think you used a good word. Anxiety is very crippling. So what you told us is he has agoraphobia. He won't go beyond certain radiuses from the house.
Right.
And then he also is afraid of being criticized, and he's afraid to fail. So where'd that come from? That came in before driving lessons. Which one of you is critical or angry as you or your husband? Where does this come from? Who's a perfectionist in the house?
Oh, that would be me.
Oh, okay. That's good to know, because we have to ask where and how did this start? And have you done any family work or you personally, you and your husband, about your perfectionism and then how that makes others feel in the house?
No, we haven't been counseled for it.
Okay. But you can see how, the number one thing a child absorbs from their home is not what we teach the children. The number one thing children absorb from their home is the emotional climate of the home.
Okay.
Research says that. They absorb the emotional climate of the home. So he absorbed fear from you.
Okay.
So that's where you need to begin. Now, I agree with Steve, because the two medications you mentioned are benzodiazepines, which keep high levels from anxiety from spiking, and they can settle you down. But an SSRI, which is an antidepressant that allows for the reaccumulation of serotonin in the brain, could provide a more stable base for him. But then again, one of the things that's going to happen is you guys as a family need to do some serious work on how he was crippled by your perfectionism.
Okay. We do. I mean, I am more than willing to take ownership of that. But he and I always had a very close relationship. I mean, from the instant he was born.
Well, and that may be a problem too, because an enmeshed child is afraid to go off and explore by themselves.
Well, and a perfectionist is a perfectionist out of fear.
Sure.
See, and so
right.
The closeness could have been based in the fear also.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, unknowingly, you produce a child that is totally dependent on you.
Right.
Or more dependent on you than is healthy. And you think you're just being a loving mother, but what you're... You know, what you're actually doing is kind of treating one of your own wounds by keeping this child close. And the unspoken message isn't just anxiety from perfectionism. It's also get too far away from me and disaster is going to occur. Now, this is really tough for you to hear it, but these are the kind of things that when a family can work on them together, I mean, it's incredible the kind of turnaround that can happen with him.
Okay.
But so nobody's talking about this, see? Nobody's talking about this with him. And so now he's taking his whole situation on his own shoulders, where just in talking with you in a few minutes, we can see, well, there's a reason for this, and there's a source for it. And once we can identify that, when a kid hears a mom say, I realize I made some mistakes here, and now we're going to help you overcome those kinds of things. Oh, my goodness. The relief that it makes sense. And so there's grieving, there might be anger, stuff like that. But in the end, he becomes a competent, independent person. Alice, anything you want to add here?
Jan, I'm impressed with how receptive you've been to things that are pretty difficult to hear.
Yes.
And your humility will really allow grace and healing to flow into this family. And I want to point out the spiritual warfare side of it, because when there is fear, I think there's always a spiritual battle. So I'd have you as a family start to meditate on and pray 2 Timothy 1:7, which is, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And whenever fear comes up, I would want all of you to out loud rebuke the spirit of fear. I do not align myself with fear, and in Jesus' name, I rebuke this. I see a lot of progress with myself and with my own clients when we equip ourselves spiritually as well to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jan, this was my home growing up.
Okay,
This is Mylan speaking, and this was my home. I had a fear-based, phobic parent who was frightened and was also very controlling, was also angry and perfectionistic. And then I became a very anxious child. And that drifted into my adolescence, that drifted into my adulthood, and it was crippling. So I had to decide I was going to be, as Alice said, I'm not going to let, and from your son's perspective, I decided I had to go on the warpath to be not fearful, because my parent wanted to keep me in that fused position with them, independent. And I chose not to. And that created a lot of friction, but I had to separate.
Okay.
I had to separate from that parent with enough distance that I could grow and mature as an adult, because I realized I was still stuck in childhood feelings. I'm not there anymore, but it was a journey.
I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you this great little workbook. Actually, it's pretty big. The Emotional Freedom Workbook. It helps you with fear. Mm-hmm. I've got another resource I want to send you on anxiety. I'll get that out to you. I'm so glad you called, and so receptive. And there's so much hope here for this young guy. Really happy about that. You're listening to New Life Live. We'll be back.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. John Townsend, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to tell you, this is the time to get busy and do something. So 2020 is, you just don't drag a bunch of stuff into 2020. Every Man's Battle's tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Get that guy to go. 12 Steps to Happier is this Saturday in Irvine. It's a life recovery conference. We've got over 200 people already signed up. It's going to be fantastic. Come join us. And then Intimacy and Marriage is in Columbus, Ohio, October the 25th. You could go into the new decade with things being dealt with versus kind of hoping or wishing that they would get better. And then if you can support us by joining Club New Life at $30 a month, I'm going to send you these four amazing, they're like leather-like covers, they're beautiful, you can see them online. They are 100 Days of Character, 100 Days of Peace, 100 Days of Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Come on, these are great ways for you to get into a devotional experience with God, and they're just our way of saying thank you for all the help that you give us. And we'll send you a gift of any amount. I'll send you the 100 Days of Healing, but you have to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether you can help us or we can help you. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Michelle, San Jose, California. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I appreciate you taking my call and also all the help you provide to everyone.
Thank you. How can we
I'm
help?
I'm calling about how to help my daughter-in-law heal and get resources for her to heal from her past treatment by her mom, which has caused her lots of distress in her life and not good relationships.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. And so you want to help her? Does she want you to help her? Does she know that you know what's going on? Tell us about that.
Yeah, she does. She's always calling me for help, and we have a really good relationship. But it's affected her work, and it's affected relationships. And she's in her past jobs, and she's always overcompensating at work. When things go wrong, and she tends to be insecure about it. And so what I'm trying to do is find resources for her. And she's mm-hmm. also trying to deal with her mother, who's I know her mom some, but her mother is very controlling, and she's beat up on her, not physically, but emotionally.
Yeah.
Should have had her.
What a gift you are to her, because you know you can really help her experience what a real relationship is. So, Alice, Mylon, what do you think? What's the best strategy here to help with this daughter-in-law who is really struggling?
Well, Michelle, I want to acknowledge that first of all, you are already balm to her soul. You are a spiritual mother to her, and she's turning to you for that. It makes me think about how God promises that he will take the lonely and he'll put us into families. He'll take the orphan and he'll put us into families. And a girl that has been so mistreated by a mother, there's a chance here in relationship with her. You are just pouring grace into her, and that is true antidote to some of the damage that her mother did to her.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jan, I hear your emotions. I'm sorry, Michelle, I hear your emotions, and this is hard for you, isn't it?
Yes.
I can tell, but I want to tell you, as I agree with Alice, you're very brave, and thank you for calling. What I really want to encourage you to do is, we have some great workshops that, you know, Take Your Life Back or
Finding
Freedom, different things like this. Help people to understand, your daughter-in-law, to be specific, of where her shortcomings are or where and how her family of origin caused her either to be traumatized and damaged and or also places where she didn't develop fully that causes her to struggle in relationship. I'm of the belief, and a lot of people would disagree with me, especially in the Christian community, that you just don't fix some of these things in a few short weeks or in certain settings. You can't change in a few days and weeks what took place in decades of reinforcing and imprinting into a child. So it takes work, and your daughter has to ultimately become really a part of a growth process, really for many years, as all of us have done on this show. We have not stopped working on our places of pain. And it's going to involve getting to know somebody. And there's some great, great therapists in the San Jose area. So that's probably something I would highly recommend.
Yeah. We're going to try to do that. You know, what we've seen happen, mothers and daughters-in-law come to the Finding Freedom workshop, and they work through, they're in separate groups, but they work through some stuff like this. And it's really so, so very powerful. If you've never experienced one of our workshops, we can't even describe to you adequately what happens there, because you've got other people in your group. You've got a person that's used to flying in like this and doing these kinds of workshops. I mean, it's pretty amazing what's going on. So if there's any way you can get to a workshop, we really have an opportunity to help you transform your life in a weekend. It doesn't change everything, but it changes your understanding and the direction that you're going.
And
so,
yeah, go ahead. Sometimes the most attractive invitation to that is to acknowledge, I struggle too. Let's both go and benefit from this together, because
yes,
we're both going through difficulties. And that kind of levels the playing field and lowers the defenses.
That's right. So anyway, call us. And, you know, you don't even need a workshop. I mean, whatever you're struggling with, whether it's this anger that we're hearing people that are calling us saying, I'm living with someone like this. Well, maybe you're that person. Let us help you with that. We've got counselors, we've got resources, books, tapes, videos, and then the workshops are so very, very powerful. Just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and let us help. And I'll tell you this, you know, one of the most common problems in the Christian community, I believe, are these ungrieved losses that we have. You know, we're just trying to act like everything's okay, and a lot of damage is done in that acting process. We can help you with that. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's also the number to call if you can help us. And you can help us by a one-time gift. I'll send you 100 Days of Healing, or joining Club New Life, where you become part of the giving family, the regular giving family, $30 a month, and I'll send you 4 of these great 100 Days devotionals of healing and of prayer and courage. I mean, these things really do make a difference in people's life. So whatever you do, pray for us. If you can support us financially, that would be a great thing. But right now, you know, to me, if you're married to a guy that has a sexual integrity problem, the greatest thing you can do for yourself and the greatest thing you could do for him is to say, you need to go to this. Get there tomorrow. Call him up and get on a plane or drive and get there tomorrow. And then as a couple, you know, to me, there is nothing more effective in as short a length of time as the marriage intimacy intensive. It's powerful. We see dramatic changes. Either a good marriage becomes great, or sometimes people that don't even ever want to stay married, they develop an amazing marriage because we change perspective. We change what is the focus of the change. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join us. Please do. And we'll see you here tomorrow for more of New Life Live. Thanks, Alice. Thanks, Mylon. Appreciate you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.